Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings, greetings, fellow earthlings. Yes, the road show. We are doing the road show live on our way home from Michigan. We are in Nitro, West Virginia, at a secret location. Yes, we are here. My companion Dillinger, the Wonder Dog, is staring at me in the back going, Dad, why are we still sitting still? Daylight's burning, we should be traveling. Well, because we need to talk to y'all and discuss some subjects and see what you think about them. It was a great weekend. Went up and did the Eagles Lodge in Grand Haven, Michigan. Fantastic group of people. Full house. People are out. If you're a comedian, you know that the shows are banging right now. And it's very simply the repetition of history. When people lose everything, they appreciate it more when they get it back. If they get it back. Unfortunately, for the time being, we've been allowed to continue to exist as human beings and have fun. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting sitting here. I understand. See, here's the thing, and we were kind of discussing this last week, or I was. I do a one-person discussion, and you guys can sit on the other end, and what I want you to do is hear what I'm saying. That's why I'm not a big, you know, you call in and we do a back-and-forth guy. What I want to do is I want to get my full point across, and while you're listening, I'd like you to, if you – to help yourself, just write down your questions and then sit there and try to figure out an answer for yourself. It doesn't have to agree with my answer. See, that's the point here. To put ideas out, those ideas may very well be wrong, but those ideas may very well be right. And when you don't allow yourself to analyze all the data, you end up with egg on your face. And just look at how the pandemic was handled. And this is one of the things that really bothered me about the way it was handled. It was very lockstep. It was very, we don't know anything about the new virus, but we know these things. So you don't know really anything about what it's doing, yet you know these things. Rock, you know, it's the science. Nothing's ever been the science. Science was always meant to be questioned. That is the whole point behind science, to constantly reprove your hypothesis. This is all things they taught you in school, but you forgot, or maybe they don't teach that now because they're too busy trying to let drag queens come in and dance for the kids. But that's the whole point behind this, though. The more information you take in, the more informed your decisions and thoughts will be. And to listen, you got to listen to what the other side's saying. A broken clock is right twice a day. Well, not a digital clock. Them old-timey clocks that, you know, people on my six know about. So you take everything in with a grain of salt and filter it and listen to it and then start seeing what agrees with it. I'm not saying consensus is always correct, but consensus does generally tend to be where the bottom comes out, where it's real. There have been times consensus has been wrong. Look at slavery. I mention this all the time. Slavery was wrong. Slavery is wrong. But without the ability to utter that it was wrong and break the groupthink, there would still be slavery. Thus the importance of the First Amendment. Thus the importance of being able to speak your mind, to provide all of your data, and then others can make decisions. Oh, yes, Dan, but there'll be some people who will just run off. Yeah, there are always going to be those people. There's nothing you can do to stop that. There's always going to be people who do this or that or the other thing that is wrong because they thought it was right. But I can tell you this much. If you study history, you understand that government is the biggest evil that has existed through the entirety of history. Who, outside of like, okay, look in the past and look at the great losses of life. You know, I'm not talking thousands. I'm talking hundreds of thousands and millions. Let's get into the millions category. Communism has killed millions of people. Millions. Millions and millions. 30, 50, 60 million. That's a terrible thing. Communism is bad. Wars. Wars have killed hundreds of thousands into millions of people over the years. And who have always fought wars? Government. Well, yeah, there was some range wars in Texas and shit like that, you know. But if you look at the vast majority of people killed fighting, they were killed in wars run by government. Governments are evil. Unfortunately, they're a necessary evil. And when kept small and restricted, like ours was designed to be with a 40-page document written perfectly to point out that it wasn't the government that was leading, it was the government that was representing something we totally forgot. So here we sit. Again, government. Governments are evil, folks. Our government right now is trying desperately to get us into World War III. Why? Because they make money. They have bunkers. They won't suffer the consequences. They will come out rulers of few. They will have everything taken care of for your safety and your servitude. You don't see it, do you? How can you be so blind? Folks, okay, again, I want you to think. Just listen and think. There are rail accidents happen all over this country. Just had another one in Ohio. Now, every one of these is doing enormous damage to the environment as they dump these poisonous chemicals everywhere. Remember, they're allowing this to continue while they chide you about driving your SUV and destroying the planet, while they sit here and allow a company that can't control its rail cars to continue to ship goods. Now, let's get into why. Why has all this happened? Because, see, this isn't just See, this is where I'm talking about. This is where you take in all information and you start questioning things. Don't just, you know, bang, I got it. Oh, that's stupid. No, everything's a possibility, kids. Okay? Now listen to me. There's been a lot of fires, a lot of fires lately in manufacturing, food processing, nuclear facility, manufacturing plants. Now, you put that together with all the train wrecks, and then you got to sit there, okay, are these two connected? That's the first thing you got to ask yourself. Are those two connected? They could be. There's no reason to say it isn't connected. So that's a possibility. So you leave that a possibility. Are they separate? Yep, they could absolutely be separate. Are they accidents? Yes, they could be accidents, but don't you think it just seems a bit strange that all of a sudden this happened? So what you say that you say it's all of a sudden happened, so that begins to perk you up. Now you got to ask yourself a question. Why? Why is this happening all of a sudden? What could be a cause of it? Well, on the rail side, it could easily be argued that Congress just forced an agreement on the rail companies. That many on the rail companies said put profit above safety and cut down their safety inspection time. Now, that branches off into two things after that. Number one, the workers were correct. And what is showing is that they forced something on them, and now the ill-intended consequences have bubbled to the surface. That's one. Two, the workers were pissed that they were forced, and they decided to let you see what happens. Now, both of those are not provable right at the moment. Maybe they are. Maybe they could find a link to sabotage. But that's the two workers' end. That's where that could come in. Here's the other end of it. We've had the border open. There are videos that show Chinese nationals coming across the border. There are Chinese police stations operating inside the borders of the United States. These are all real facts here. Or as best I can call them real facts, because again, everything is something somebody else feeds you unless you were there to see it. But when you see pictures of Chinese nationals crossing the border, you kind of go, the picture could be fake. You're damn right it could be. Sure could be. But you got to start trying to filter again. So let's just say the border's open, which it is, and they've decided to come across, which they might be, and they have police stations operating in the United States, which they do, and they have spy balloons flying over us, which they did. Well, they could get there from satellite. I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this. You got the best camera in the world, and you want to take a picture from 1,000 feet away or 10 feet away? You got the best camera in the world. It could zoom from that 1,000 feet. But you also know that if you got 10 feet, you're going to get a much better resolution no matter what, with no distortion. So you have all these Chinese things, and they're ramping up, and they're getting ready for war, and they're mobilizing their forces, and they're ringing bells about Taiwan, and we attacked our European allies with Nord Stream. And then you start looking at all these factories and rail. Remember in World War II when we had the French resistance that went around sabotaging railroads? And that, they'd just be driving along, and then, bang, they'd derail, and, oh, what happened? Nobody knew. Remember? Remember that? The French resistance? So who's to say Chinese insurgents aren't going around and softening us up and getting us ready? Because if you go, what do we always do when we get ready to invade any place? We destroy their telecommunications. We destroy their power. We destroy their transportation. We destroy their defenses. We destroy their ability to manufacture. You tell me what's happening differently right now. You tell me. Please explain to me what is different. You're conspiracy theorists. And shut up and go somewhere else and listen to somebody else. I'm trying to tell you how to free think. So now, you get all these factories burning. You get all these chemical spills. Got all these train derailments. And they're all just accidents. It's all just accidents. Seriously. Just things breaking all at the same time. It's just accidents. So, folks, you either want to believe that accident after accident after accident after accident is occurring and it's always bad shit in bad places, or something's up. I believe something is up. I believe we're getting set up and getting readied, and I think that Joe's going to get us into World War III. I really do. Weak men cause lots of problems, and weak, corrupted men cause even more, because they've already proved that they have no compunction with making money in ill-gotten ways, which means they have no moral fiber, which means they will do anything to protect themselves, including taking down a country, because they are more important. So here we sit, train crashes, burning buildings, power outages, biplanes, jets, rumbles of war. You know, the only thing we're missing right now is Code Pink and their pink pussy hats. Where are they at? Where have all the anti-war Democrats scurried away to? Maybe they're private bunkers. Where did they go? Where did they go? Where did they go? We have sabotaged the pipeline. There is very little doubt. Again, this is one of them things. Did you see it? No, but a lot of people have investigated it. A lot of people are talking about it. Let's put it this way. Again, it's either coincidence that shows Joe said it would be dealt with, and it was dealt with, or he meant what he said, or what he babbled, what we've assumed from his babbling. We've got some problems in this country right now. Some big ones. We've got some big fish to fry. Well, see, this is the overall thing of a super large government. The larger the government gets, the more they control. The more they control, the more they can take. The more they can take, the more they can control. It was the whole purpose behind the Constitution, was to stop our government from going down the path that has been going down so many times. And these were all ideas of very young men. This is an example of young men getting to live out one of the young fantasies and see where it runs. And our founders created a great thing. I don't think they would imagine where it has come to. Because along with mentioning government as the biggest killers, it is. Millions. I mean, you've got to break into, like, your Spanish flus and your Black Plague to get into that. Governments have killed more than just about anything. because your top real killers over time has been diseases. Number one. I'm going to say you got to go way back in history, but if you count the history of natural disasters, that's in there too. I'm talking top five. I'm not exactly sure of the numbers, but I think we all can agree that disease and natural disasters are big killers of large groups of people. Look at Turkey right now. They're, what, 30,000 dead from the earthquakes? Then you have to mention medical malpractice. The science that you follow is always the number two or number three leading cause of death in the United States every single year. So you got to get that in there. Go get your governments in there, of course. They've done a lot of horrible and nasty things and killed lots of people in the names of freedom and safety. And whether you like it or not, it's a fact. It's high on the list every year. Abortion. Abortion. Over the years is well into the 50, 60, 70 million. I think there's, how many abortions a year are there? I think that was something like, I can't remember the number. Let me see if I can find it. There's an app called, what is it? I can't remember it now. I haven't been there for a while. There's a thing that used to keep all, it's a website. What is that? All data or something like that. I've used it 100 times, but I can't think of the name of it now. World Data or something like that. Let's see if I can find it. Worldometer, that's it. Worldometer. Let's see here. Worldometers. Let's see if this comes up. Yeah, here we go. If you get a chance to go to this place, I'm telling you, it's a data thing that just gives you all the current, it's worldometers.info. And here we go. Let's go down here. Current world population is 8 billion. Still growing. And I mean, it's growing pretty fast. Burst this year, 23 million. Burst today, 189,000. Deaths this year, 11,859,000. Deaths today, 94,000. So then you come over and it does society, media, environment, food. Undernourished people in the world, 867 million. Overweight people in the world, 1,740,000. Obese people in the world, 830,000. People who have died of hunger today, 15,827. Money spent for obesity-related diseases in the USA today, $330 million and climbing rapidly. But obesity is not a problem. Energy, health, here we go. This is what I'm talking about. Communicable disease death this year, just from any kind of communicable, 2,294,371, 72, so it's growing. Seasonal flu death this year, 88,000. Now, where is the cacophony about overwhelming the hospitals? And deaths by cancer, 1 million. Death by AIDS, 297,000. Money spent on illegal drugs. Road traffic facilities, 235,000. Now, somewhere down here, they list There we go. Okay. I was right. Abortions is way bigger than that. Guess how many abortions have been this year to date, which is March. March. 7,863,823, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Don't tell me that you're concerned about society when in 3 months you will allow almost 8 million of your fellow Americans to be killed before they've been given a chance. I don't want to take away your right to kill your baby. I just want you to be honest about it. If you want to do it, own up to what you're doing. Right now, in the first 3 months, abortion killed 8 million future people. So, environment, natural disaster, governments, medical malpractice, and abortions are easily the top 5 killers in the world. The only place individuals can compete with governments and their ability to kill is abortion. That's it. Because it's not from killing each other, because those numbers are never, ever in that range. Well, I went way past the break. I got in there. Beep. So let me get some commercial zones up here. Sorry. Sorry for the unprofessionalism, but I was deep in thought there. If you can't realize how bad governments are, then you're not really good at seeing the obvious. We'll be right back.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com. Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67%. With grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, I'm fighting my computer. I think it's becoming time to for me to get a new computer because this one is definitely starting to have its problems. Couldn't be slammed in a bag and chopped around. I've used it for 11 years. It's a Surface, and I have no complaints. It has been a perfect little computer. And anyhow, back to where I was. So you listen to a lot of chatter, and there's a lot of chatter amongst all these different people and all these different groups. Well, yeah, some of it's made up. Some of it's BS, but some of it's not. And see, I think that is the ultimate. See, I understand TikTok and their terms of agreements are bad and that the Chinese are using it to spy as much as they can use anything to spy. It's additional information. Get that. Locations, get that. But what, you know, tracking me, what the hell's good is that? I think the real problem people have with TikTok is that you get to see people's raw, unfiltered speech. Free speech is scary to these people. Because free speech is where you can float new ideas. Free speech is where you can get facts out. Remember, always remember that all of these misinformation groups, you know, Facebook and Twitter in the past, not since Elon took over. But they all censored your speech because they were correct. And now it has been proven every single thing they said was incorrect. And they were the arbiters of misinformation. And now all the people who've had their rights infringed upon are being vindicated, but only after over half the population has taken this poison. Well, you can't turn back. What is done is done. You screwed up. You trusted the government. Screwed up. You trusted the government. We'll get that made into a bumper sticker. And anybody with a high school education could figure this out. I did. I figured it out real quick. Again, it was that one cruise ship, told me everything I needed to know.
Oh, you did.
Hey, everything I said is proven right. And the evidence of the damage done by this Uncle Sam's little prick is coming to the surface. It's going to get worse because this garbage they gave you, you're done. You, from that point forward, will live a less healthy life if you even live at all. Look around, folks. People in their 30s just dropping dead. People in their 40s just dropping dead. That ain't right. You know it. I know it. But we've already normalized babies dropping dead. It's sudden infant death syndrome. We don't know what causes it. You know, just put them in the crib and they die. Well, it just happens. Just happens. 75 vaccines required for kids. 75. And they're not for super duper 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 deadly diseases either. They're not like for Ebola and shit like that. They're for stuff that's really not deadly. It's just you get sick and you have a bad day or two, or maybe a week, or maybe you end up having a little extra. That ain't no reason to vaccinate. I vaccinate my dog for rabies. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I am pro-vaccines that work. The rabies vaccine works all the time. Provable. Coast to coast. All kinds of dogs. Vax. No rabies. Animals not vax. Get rabies. Rabies is 100% fatal. So my dog can't get it and work through it. So I don't want my dog to ever get that because he'll die from it. I'm for that vax. That vax works. If there's a few side effects or a few people die from that vax, that's better than 100% dying from the disease. See, that's a very easy scale. That's a real easy teeter-totter to be on. Pretty obvious. Now, let's take a 99% survivable virus. Zero reason to vaccinate for that. The flu, zero reason to vaccinate against the flu, especially since it has at best a 50 to 60% success rate, at best. So with those numbers, it almost becomes impossible to determine if those people would have got better without the flu shot. I don't think you vaccinate until you get into the 20% fatality plus. Polio is made in the event. Smallpox, worth vaccinating against. Chickenpox, not worth vaccinating against. Yet we are making these kids take 75 different shots. And then when they drop dead, it's just a thing that happens to babies. That, by the way, didn't exist in the numbers that we have today in the past. Again, do your own research. Go look at skin cancer. Look at when skin cancer took off as a disease. It coincides perfectly with the introduction of sunscreen. Go look at the baby death rate and autism rate and when it skyrockets, and it coincides with the increase of vaccines. Go look at people dropping dead and the shot, Uncle Sam's little prick, and it goes exactly in line. Why are people who are vaccinated the number one dead from Rona when the people who weren't aren't dying from it? Why, I trusted my body that was built by my maker. and I trusted that it got me here and it's going to get me there, and the day it doesn't, it will take me there. Don't fear. Would you quit living? That's another thing that came up in all these studies. Fearing getting sick actually causes people to get sick because it puts stress on their body. Your body would, look, folks, every single day, and you can be one of these paranoid germophobes that don't touch this, don't touch that, wipe every damn thing down. You're still going to come in contact with germs no matter what the hell you do. I'm not saying live slovenly, but there's a certain amount of wipe up, stay clean, wash your hands here and there, but for the most part, ain't nothing, all this little paranoid shit's all going to do is keep your body from seeing the small amounts of bacteria that you can fight and cause your immune system to trigger till you get a whole big bunch and then you get sick. The world tries to kill you every day. The sun tries to kill you. Lay out in the sun all day with no shelter, you'll die. The world's trying to kill you, now quit being paranoid and get to living. Get to living. Get out there. So they're going to keep, they've been pushing this stuff, even though there's overwhelming evidence that it's harming people. And then they went ahead and said, your kids have to take it. Your kids, by the way, who over the whole pandemic still haven't crossed 2,000 dead. 17 and under. And it's really funny. I always loved it. You know, what does the Rona actually do? Or people go, oh, I felt really sick for 3 or 4 days, a week, whatever. And so then comes the cure. Uncle Sam's a little prick. And people who get that are sick to the point they can't go to work. But they, all they say is, that just proves it's working. So by your logic, to avoid being sick and feeling miserable, you took a shot that made you feel sick and miserable, and that proved it worked. You're dumb. I don't know how you can breathe and walk at the same time being that dumb to believe that something making you feel horrible was working as designed. God, are you, what does it take to reach that level of stupidity? Well, 30% of America is that stupid because they went out and got yet another booster. And y'all ought to, here's the other thing, and this is all the things I'm hearing. So y'all ought to start looking into this. Vaccine-induced AIDS. VAIDS is a thing, folks. How did they slip that big package past your immune system? Anybody? 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 Well, guess what? Just like, see, when you get a transplant, they have to shut your immune system down because your immune system will reject it because it's a foreign body. It's not exactly yours. To slip this little package into your system, they had to shut down your immune system temporarily, air quotes. And again, not provable, but possible, and we should look into it. They said they did it by giving people a temporary form of AIDS. Is that true? I don't know. But I think when the truth finally does surface, you're going to be amazed at what they did to you. That's if you're left alive to find out. I'm telling you, folks, always trusting the government is the worst thing you can do. You should question every single thing the government says because they lie, 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 cover up. They've done insider trading. They've been on Epstein's Island. Seriously. I'm serious, folks. Why? Why do you trust government? That's the whole thing. Study history. Look at all the people who have trusted government and where they ended up. The Indians trusted the government. They made treaties with them. They made treaties with them. And guess where it got them? At least they got casinos now. You get it? I can't, with the history of our government with black people, I can't understand why a single one of you trusts the government. With that kind of history, and you still believe them? Come on, man, seriously. When are you going to wake up? Never trust the government. The government is a necessary evil. That's what the government is. The government is a necessary evil. There are things, certain things that are needed for the government. You really do. The interstate system was a great government project. It was a great thing to contribute to that. The way we do it now isn't, because they pick the lowest bidder, and then if he overruns, they just pay him. And then if the road falls apart, and everybody just points fingers and nobody does anything. I mean, we've got a very corrupt government now. But in the beginning, it built our beginning roads. There was nothing wrong with spending money on that. You could take that $100 billion we spent to Ukraine for them to shit down the tubes, and you could have done a lot of work in the United States. But they took your money at gunpoint with the threat of death, and they sent it overseas, and you have nothing to say about it. That's where we're at. That's how big our government is. Your government is out of control 100%. It is 100% out of control. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. You ain't going to do a damn thing about it, because you're too busy watching football and getting ready for reruns and stuff. Because that's much more important than taking time to figure out what's going on with the country. That's much more important. Much more important. Oh, well, I've done it again. Let's see if this is still, wow, it's still working. Computer's actually working. What? Say who? Let me see where my commercials are at here. I'm going to do this one because I feel like it. Be right back.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and the three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same, and we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints, but they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word. And we're back. So, you have to push back at some point, and you can't just keep going along to get along. A prime example, people, well, you mean violence. No, I don't mean violence. I mean, use their rules against them. Rights not exercised are rights lost. I wish I had the money to bring a class action lawsuit against Facebook for limiting my free speech. I wish I had money to bring a class action lawsuit against YouTube for limiting my speech. In their terms and conditions, you can actually let your rights go away by a contract. That should never be allowed to happen for any contract. Any contract written that abridges your rights should never be allowed in the United States of America. Every contract should be viewed from your constitutional rights and not be allowed as a terms of condition, which is under duress.
Facebook's not under duress. You do it voluntarily.
Yes, but everybody has it. And if everybody's given up their rights, and the only way you can do is give up your rights to join, that's under duress. People like to be part of the group. It's easy to explain everything away. It's hard to stand your ground. Here's the other way people are standing their ground. I love these guys. I know many of you hate them.
They're just anti-police.
The First Amendment auditors. Thank God for the First Amendment auditors. These people are doing absolutely incredible work in a nonviolent way to point out the absolute discrimination under which your government operates when it comes to the First Amendment and the way these police will come out with no fear of any personal loss because they have qualified immunity and they will violate your rights and they will arrest you because they know in the long run you will be the only person that expends money. You will be the only person that loses. And they will keep their job, their pension, their salary, and the taxpayers will pick up the tab for their stupidity. Sorry, that's a fact. The mere fact that they have trained these people to what I call paranoid perfection, and we allow it. Here's an example of what I'm talking about, paranoid perfection. By the law, every single person in the United States is innocent until proven guilty. That's a fact, a legal fact, the presumption of innocence, which we have totally lost. That has turned into police walking up to a person's car that they have never met in a traffic stop and saying, do you have any wants, warrants? So in their mind, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent by answering their query. That's the presumption of guilt. Also, they don't understand how demeaning it is.
Well, I ask everybody that question.
So, you ask everybody, are you a criminal? What a way to view the people you serve. The folks, there are easily 50, 60 million traffic stops done every year. Easily. Yet, the number of cops killed by shootouts in these traffic stops is minuscule. I mean, really, like lottery numbers minuscule. Yet, every single person is approached as if they are a criminal ready to pounce. What's for officer safety, Dan? You don't understand. Officer safety for a one in a million occurrence?
Well, it happens every day.
No, it doesn't. Because if you go look at the statistics of cops killed, the minority is shooting. The majority is traffic accidents. So if you want to say they're in danger from the roadway, then you are 100% correct. And also, they have put you in danger for your safety. So you're 6 miles, 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, dangerous. Setting on the side of the road to tell you it was dangerous, more dangerous. Much more dangerous. So for your safety, they'll endanger your safety. Get it? Ain't about that. It's about the money. About the money. Plain and simple. And the First Amendment auditors is a brilliant way to highlight that there needs to be changes. How many investigations have you heard of where the police sat on the body cam for 2, 3, 4 years? You know why you do that? You know why you do that? Because the farther away from the crime, the less the people will remember. Oh, that was years ago. Why even worry about it? That was years ago. And see, this is where we need to push back. Remember when the IRS was being really bad and had to be put back in their cage? There was an IRS Bill of Rights developed for people to deal with the IRS. We need a Bill of Rights to deal with the police. Because the Constitution absolutely is not being enforced. And it's definitely not being enforced by the judges who are buddies with the cops and side with the police, even though they have violated somebody's rights immensely. I think we need rule number one. Any police body cam should be immediately available for public view. At the end of the day, it should be uploaded. It should be accessible by any person in the United States and every single video should be available to be seen by the people in the video. And then what they want to do with it, they want to give it away to a news organization, then they can give it away to a news organization. But they want to post it on the, and it should be 100% unredacted. So, cop pulls you over for speeding. Your name's on the ticket. Your name gets attached to the video file. End of the day, goes up on the internet. You go to your computer. You go to a website. You put in your name and your identifying characteristics. And every police video that has your name attached to it is available to view and download in its entirety uncut. That's number one. Number one, you paid for the recording. You paid for the recording device. You paid for the person doing the recording. This should be 100% available to you. You cannot claim national security. This should be 100% available the day it's filmed. No exceptions, no exemptions. Number one. Number two, if you appear in court and beat the charges that are filed against you, for every day you had to attend court, you should get $5,000 to compensate you for appearing. $5,000 if you get out. Number three, if a police officer, a police officer cannot pull you over unless they are going to issue a citation. No warnings. Warnings is bullshit. Oh, that's to give you a break, Dan. No, that's so a cop can pull anybody they want over and start a fishing expedition. That's what that's for. It's for nothing more than that. So they must cite you when they pull you over. And see, then that way, if they're going to make something up, and you go to court, you get your $5,000 when you beat the ticket. So it's good for you in the long run. Bad for them every corner. Number three. Number four, if they search your car and find nothing, you get $50,000 with no exceptions. So they're going to damn sure make sure when they search a car, it's worth searching. And last but not least, end qualified immunity and make them carry their own insurance. Or make the police department carry insurance. Because money seems to get through to them. There you go. There you go. Those right there would change everything. They would change everything. And again, don't start this, well, all you're doing is giving into the criminals. I'm not giving into the criminals, folks. I'm getting our rights back. When you give up your rights to get criminals, you've already lost. You've lost in so many ways. It's not even funny. But you don't even get that you've lost. You don't. But see, right now, the government has all the rights and you have none, and that's not the way the document was written. Like, all these states finally getting the constitutional carry. Welcome back. Welcome back to freedom. No law shall be written. Requiring people to permit to carry a weapon is definitely a law against carrying a gun. It's definitely a law against a gun. But y'all did it in the name of safety, which is bullshit. All you did was make everybody an innocent person a target. That's all you did. You can't hike with a weapon. Bullshit. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. It's my right to be armed. It's my right to defend myself. And you little safety people have pushed it to the point where it's not a right anymore. And criminals, see, the funny thing about criminals is they don't obey the law. That's why they're called criminals. Hear that? That's a train. There's a train track behind me. Big old train coming by. Listen, hope it doesn't derail. If you hear crashing, you know what happened. Oh, my goodness. There's something wrong with you. Well, I am on a river. That's why I worry about that, too. Oh, my goodness, folks. So we lost control of the government. It's obvious. The government is now in control, and we need to turn the tide while we can. We need to turn the tide while we can. And we can do it in small increments if you start now. Number one, push your legislator to start repealing laws that were never, ever constitutional. Safety belt laws should never be in existence. I am not going to argue if it's safer or not. Yes, it is safer. I am going to argue that they do not have the right to tell you. They do not have the right to tell you. They absolutely do not have the right to tell you. Helmet laws, same thing. Absolute same thing. Gun registration. Bullshit. Gun licensing. Bullshit. Assault weapons ban. Bullshit. See, they've you've allowed them to flip this argument about guns. Huh? Oh, they meant for hunting. They didn't just fight their government and, you know, a government and win. They just come from a hunting explanation. That's why they said the gun. So the extended clip stats. Don't buy that stupid argument. The Second Amendment was never written about hunting. It's very clear what it's about. It's about the right to stand up to your government when they finally get to the point where the courts have faltered. And that's where we are right now. The courts have faltered. They regularly rule on the side of the government and against the Constitution, despite of the facts. And that's where you got to put your foot down and go, no, we're not going to do it. You can absolutely forget that. We're not going to do it. So... what time is it? Oh, it's time to run a few commercials. Let's see what we got over here. We're going to run a commercial. We'll be right back.
I'm Lauren Boebert, and I travel down to McAllen, Texas, to the Rio Grande Valley sector to see what's up at our southern border. So here's what's up at the border. Illegal aliens crossing the border. That's up. Sex offenders crossing the border. That's up. Drug trafficking, gun smuggling, human smuggling. That's up. Unaccompanied children being sent on this journey alone, and even worse, given over to the cartel. That is way, way up. You know what's not up at the southern border? Respect for law and order. Funding for our border patrol. And where's the media to cover this crisis? More than 70 days ago, Biden named cackling Kamala as border czar, but she hasn't done a single thing to protect the American people. She hasn't even been down here to see the border or the tens of thousands of children wrapped in aluminum foil. You can't just hear about what's happening. You have to come down here to see for yourself, to really understand the devastating reality at our southern border. So I brought Kamala down to see exactly what this regime is responsible for with their man-made crisis. Now, Kamala, I want you to stand here and look at what you...
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula,
solve and coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of a bitch, you got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a wrong line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goner.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
Can you see what's all on now? It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's officialninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc., about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Well, we're back for the last segment. Sorry about the call. But I'm up here around Ohio and there's something weird in the air. All right. Well, let's take a real quick glance at the news and see what kind of things are going on. But I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. Yes, standing for your rights can sometimes mean bad things happen. Yeah. But guess what? Bad things are going to happen. That's what life is about. Every day you start, every person that starts their life is heading for one destination, the end of their life. Some get their 60 years, some get their 70 years, some get their 2 days, some they get their 2 weeks. There ain't no rhyme or reason to it. It just happens. It's just what is. It's the great thing. It's the definite. It's something nobody can evade. There's a lot of choices we can make in the world. There's a lot of things we can avoid. There's a lot of things that we can't avoid. But one thing for sure, everybody will die. What's on the other side is the next adventure. I don't see it as the end. Because before I get to this is something I've said to somebody. What's the difference between a living person and a dead person? Many of you will say heartbeat, you know, this, that. But you can make a person's heartbeat and they're not there. What is the difference between a live person and a dead person? And the answer is the electrical spark. Brain waves are measured in electrical activity. When somebody's dead, there's no brain waves, there's no electrical activity. If you see the videos of a sperm meeting an egg, there is a brilliant flash. And that's you entering that body at the time of conception. That's the electrical charge appearing. You have entered the womb, or the womb, shall we say. And then you grow and mature, and you're born. And the day you die, that electrical spark leaves. It goes somewhere else. And that is the miracle of life. Now, what you do with your life is your choice. It's the free choice to live, to experience. And then one day, soon for some, later for others, we die. live each day like it's the last. Enjoy each moment like it's the last. Don't ever get bored. The next adventure awaits, but you're here. Live here. Live now. Live free. Live unafraid. We used to teach that. Now we teach to be cowards, to be a victim, to be walked upon, to cry, to tell everybody how bad you are. We have a very bad case of psychosis going on in America right now. We do. And it is up to each and every one of us to stand up and be an individual and be brave like we used to be in this country. And if you're brave and you stand your ground, you'll live a much better life. So let's take a quick look at four Americans missing after assault kidnapping in Mexico. I'm going to say this again. Y'all want to go to another country, have at it. But when it goes south, don't look for me for sympathy. Seriously. That's a risk factor going down there. Be no different than going into Ukraine right now. They have a lot of problems down there. They have a lot of problems. So, and they can change it, just like we can change ours, but we won't, and they aren't. That's why, you know, we're just going to go flood the border. Why don't you change your own country? Why don't you fix your own country? Why don't you fix yourself? Why don't you be brave and steadfast? I just did it. And now they got Biden trips up Air Force One again. Look, folks. I have cared for somebody that had dementia-type symptoms. He didn't have dementia. He had a brain problem, a whole different thing. But still, it's still the same. He'd be there 1 minute, and he wouldn't be. And then he'd be in, and he wouldn't be. And he could understand, and he couldn't understand. And it got to the point where he just couldn't comprehend. You watch Biden walk. You listen to him talk. This is elder abuse, what's going on right now. This man should absolutely, positively be relieved. He has zero capacity to run this country. Well, he's trying to run it right into a war, too. And y'all were sitting there talking about, Ronald Reagan had his finger on there. Ronald Reagan is nowhere near as dangerous as this man is. Second Ohio derailment raises ire in Congress. Yeah, it's too bad the first one didn't. They're saying, and again, this is where I take in every fact, they're saying that underneath of that town is a major natural gas find. And they say if the government takes it, then those people, you know, if they take the property and give them money, then those people have no. Here's how it should happen. If that is true, to eliminate any attempts at malfeasance, they should buy the people's house, but the homeowner retains property rights or mineral rights. I've sold a land with mineral rights. I understand this. So what that says is, you bought my house, but the mineral rights, if they ever get to them, are mine. And you will pay me for the removal of said minerals. That's how you solve this. That's a simple solution. I'll sell you my house, but I retain mineral rights. See, that stops it. Stops it in its tracks. Hope you people there hear this and do something about that. Oh, boy, Bezos' $500 million yacht set sail with pool and helipad. Hey, folks, I'm gonna give you my opinion on this one here real quick. And you can take it or leave it. But here's the deal. I understand. Hold on a second. I got an ear itch. Oh, you ever had an ear itch? Man, it feels good when you get to scratch it. Okay, follow me here. I have no problem with somebody making money. None whatsoever. But I do have this problem. And I don't want a government resolution. Again, everything I say so that people hear it. You don't need the government to rule you to do stuff, folks. Like all these Democrats, we need to pay more in taxes. Well, help yourself. Send a check. Tell them it's on me. But don't force me. And Bezos. If the top man can have that much money, there shouldn't be anybody in that company, no matter what level, making under $100,000 a year. If you got that much money that you can fling it to the top, as a decent person, nobody in your company should make under $100,000 a year. Because without them, you wouldn't have that. And see, that's what the Great Resignation's about. People are tired of asking for a portion of something. You know what I'm saying? They should have been taken care of in the beginning. That's what a good person would do. Rogan's a strange father coming. See, here's the other thing. You want to see who's speaking out against the libs? Watch who they share dirty laundry and attack. Donald Trump was the number one TV show. Everybody loved him. Al Sharpton hung out with him. All the black people hung out with him. It was everybody. Donald Trump started speaking out against the regime. Evil, Russian colluder, sexist, bigoted, racist, everything. Elon Musk, hero of the libs, and gave them the Tesla. He was a god to them. Started speaking out against the regime. Now he's evil, a corrupt guy, he's terrible, he does all these bad things. Joe Rogan, a man whose talk show was big, took horse dewormer, you know, the great lie perpetrated by the media, and now he's attacked, and everything they try to show is dirty laundry, everything like that. Rogan's a strange father coming after him on TikTok. It's easy to see. It is the regime news trying, I'm not going to call it mainstream, but it's regime news trying to crush anybody with an opposing opinion. It's simple. It's simple. Very simple. It's obvious. They make it obvious. It's one of them things you can't miss. You cannot miss it. They'll turn. They're like an ex-girlfriend. While you were together, you were the greatest, smooches, my hubby-bubby, my lovey-dovey, all this other shit, and then you break up. That asshole, he was this, he was that. It's exactly what mainstream media is like, lamestream media is. This is amazing. DeSantis way over Florida legislator, unprecedented ahead of 2024 bid. See, it's just, I've watched Drudge change because I was always a Drudge reader. In fact, when you used to be a Drudge reader, all the regime lovers used to say, oh, you're this and that and all the other stuff. See, if you have a feeble mind, you can't be challenged. And Drudge broke the Monica Lewinsky story. What made him famous? Now, he's a corporate shill. He's nothing but regime news. That's all he is. Prince Harry says psychedelics fundamental part of his life. Do you realize how much everything has changed around you? And it's really funny because these were things that were until corporate health care came along, brought to you by the Rockefellers. Seriously, folks. People used to treat things with marijuana. The Indians used to go on spiritual journeys on peyote. Everything was made illegal that could expand your mind or cure you cheaply, and it was replaced by a number two or number three killer in the United States, which is called medical practice. And you notice they say practice because nobody knows exactly what they're doing. And they're practicing on you. Not going to say some of it hasn't got good, but there's still a lot of quacks when the number two or number three leading cause every year of death is medical malpractice. If you can't see that, I can't point anything out to you. So, there you go. Do down here. Mysterious launch out of Cape Canaveral appears imminent. Spielberg says UFOs are humans time traveling. Look at this. Let's see what this is. Okay, here we go. All right, now here's the difference. Here's the difference between anybody conservative, and I was talking about ex-girlfriend stuff. Okay, remember Morgan Whalen? Morgan Whalen, he's a country star, got caught on video using the N-word. Remember that? And now he's making a comeback, and they're upset about that. Yet they're not upset about Jimmy Kimmel in blackface because he's one of them. They're not upset with, Morton Downey? Or not Morton Downey, whatever. The Iron Man dude, Tropic Thunder, they weren't blackface there. And Joy Behar, now that... All the Democrats get passes, and they've done their repentance, but everybody else, again, if you are against the regime, you are outside the regime, and you become a target of the regime. I don't believe this story. I'm going to try to lead you on a semi-lighter note. The story says, average person spends 4 hours daily on their appearance. If you went out in public, I must be hanging around a lot of below average people. Because people going out look like, we never would have gone in public looking like that. I still don't go in public looking like that. I take some modicum of care about myself. Oh, my goodness, folks. Well, we're getting down to that point of the show where it's time for me to finish my drive home. And I've got to do that. I'm looking for something. Hold on real quick. I got to find it. There we go. I found it. But I want you to really think about what I've been saying today. And I want you to take in every piece of information you can take in, not just the ones you agree with. Read everything, especially the stuff you disagree with. Be open-minded, be alert, be aware. Take time to really look at things. think them through, and don't just believe everything you're told. Just look into it. Figure it out. There are lots of things you can do to figure things out on your own. Don't be led. Be represented. Bring back the country that was. So my time is out. I have 7 more hours of driving to get home. I hope this message brought you hope and made you think. And if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.